You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. A bill proposed to the Texas legislature is pushing for stiffer penalties to those convicted of repeated abuse of a child, disabled person, or the elderly. State Senator Carlos Uresti's bill was filed in response to several high-profile serial abuse cases where a parent, guardian, or caretaker with prior convictions for abuse or neglect was not given the maximum punishment.
If a perpetrator with a prior conviction is convicted once again under one of these sections, the penalty becomes a first-degree offense. The legislation creates guidelines for enhanced penalty for continuous injury to our most vulnerable populations, our children, our elderly, or a disabled individual.
The bill is intended to give Texas district attorneys an added tool in their legal toolbox when prosecuting someone accused of continuous abuse. Bexar County District Attorney Nico LaHood agrees.
The filing of this bill is intended to protect the most vulnerable in our community, but also to send a message that these classes of individuals will not be overlooked.
Senator Uresti's bill is in response to a case last year when sheriff's deputies discovered children tied up and chained in the backyard of a San Antonio, Texas home. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.